totally cancer-free. I like that. I like that. Jeff, hallelujah.
So, this last week, well, I've been gone for 3 weeks, but wouldn't. The Lord told me before I left on my trip that He was going to sell my truck and my house, which I've been trying to sell for a while, before I would get back. And with the after Easter, 2 days after Easter, He sold my truck. 2 days later, I had people contacting me. I had one person, not two, started bidding on my house. So the price went up, and when I got home this week, I signed papers to sell my house.
I'd advise you to go on a few more trips the way it looks. Come back, you never know what you'll have.
Well, I had two things really I thank the Lord for. And one is that I had the opportunity to really get offended this week. Really get offended. And I thank God that, you know what, we just sang a song about we submit our soul. And that's our mind, will, and emotions. And I'm very thankful, even though my will wanted to be offended. And it was so easy in my mind, I could take the bait and get offended. But I said, I just felt God did not want me to be offended at this person, but to see the good and trust that there was a goodness in that for me. Sure enough, and I did what I needed to do, and I didn't get offended. And sure enough, the next day, huge blessing upon me because I didn't get offended by this person had done something, but I thought it was going to be a negative thing, and it was actually a blessing. So encourage you, when you feel your will rising up to be really mad at someone, and it just, our minds are not always right. So we need to submit to the Lord and trust that His goodness, He says all things will work together for our good. All things, even something you think is negative, there's a goodness in that if we just look for it. Yeah, and the other thing, my son got another raise at his work, so I'm thanking God for the favor on his life, and he's growing in the Lord. So our kids are growing, and I want to encourage you too by what's going out of his mouth. Young moms who are raising kids, your daily decisions to live for God will come back with fruit from your kids' lips, and they will rise up and call you blessed.
Yes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I know that as we walk through the weeks, and again, I like on Saturday morning, we usually get together for a men's prayer meeting here. All you men are invited to come to that. Danny's been making breakfast for so long, he makes it in his sleep. It was very good, very good. I was thinking about the power of healing, and I'd started a book on some history of this one individual, and he was, you know, it was back, I mean, a long time ago, and so he didn't see a whole lot of healing, and his church, and it was a plague that was going on in his church. He was so upset because he was praying that his church would be healed. And apparently they were. They died. So many of them died through the plague. But he just said and kept on crying out to the Lord, crying out to the Lord. And he gets this call from, well, he didn't get a call. Actually, someone come and said, hey, would you come and pray for this person? And you know, after his week of or months of being discouraged, he said, well, why not? You know, he didn't figure anyone would come and ask for any prayer from him. And I told a story yesterday. You can be seated if you want to. I told a story about this one lady. Her daughter asked me to go and pray for her, and this was many years ago, and I knew the lady. I went into the hospital, and she didn't look real sick, But I asked her, I said, well, how can I pray for you? Or I asked her, can I pray for you? And she said, yes, you can pray for me, but you cannot pray for me to live. So I looked at her and kind of smiled. I just gone, well, I said, that's not a very hard prayer to fulfill. If you die, you die. If you live, then I blew it, you know. Well, about 3 days later, she died. And so I was mentioning at the prayer meeting, I said, so anyone that wants prayer from Pastor Jake, you probably don't want that. But she passed on into eternity. She just didn't want to live anymore on this earth. And she knew her Lord. She knew her Savior. And I'm sure that was the greatest thing that happened to her that week when she passed into eternity, into the glory of the Lord and the angelical things that are happening in heaven, and everything is known to you. You could ask the questions that you probably didn't dare to ask, and you'd receive them. So I believe that God is a God that heals. And as I was talking about this individual, he got that prayer request and he went there, and the doctor was there. And so the doctor was explaining to him about what had went on, and he just stopped him. And so, you know, kind of like when you have faith and you just stop someone, say, no, we're not going to believe that anymore. We're going to believe faith. We're going to believe that God's going to do something. Well, the doctor got offended, which, you know, and so he left the room, but he prayed for that lady and she got immediately healed to the place that she was so restful that her mother thought she had died. And the preacher said, no, she's healed. The fever's broken. And then she had two other children that were sick, and he went to them and he prayed for them and they got healed. And that started his great healing ministry for many, many years. So I thought that's, you cannot stop. You got to keep on pressing forward, especially in the realms of healing. You don't just heal. Every time I hear healing, I feel the Holy Spirit on healing. And so I just really, really encourage all of us is that we can believe that God is a healing God. His hand or arm is not short. He can heal you right where you're at, right? And even, you know, like the word, some words that they mention, like cancer, you go, oh, no. But this guy was, oh, yes, I'm going to pray. And his congregation started, I mean, they started a healing movement throughout that time, because someone would believe, some would withstand, even when it was opposition. You know, like you hear, oh, yeah, you could be healed. Then you walk away and yeah, they could be, and they could die too. So it's more in the realms of believing God and the sacrifice that he gave to us, Jesus Christ, that broke the power of sin and death, of course, and sickness and disease. You know, it's these things that just come, well, you know, that people just, that happens to people. No. And this guy started calling the devil out on what he was doing. And that ticked people off. So he started preaching, well, this isn't God, this is the devil. You know, people don't like to hear that. We believe in God, but we don't believe in the devil, that the devil could do that, or we even wonder if the devil's real. But the fact is, he started calling them out according to the word of God, and it started working. That a lot of times the enemy will come to rob, kill, and destroy. And as Diane was sharing, that the realms of being offended, being jealous, being, you know, different things that can really irritate yourselves and others can happen. But sometimes, most of the time, it has nothing to do with God. It has to do with the devil trying to influence you so you go away from what God's wanting you to do. And you know what? That's the greatest job that the devil has. It's come to rob, kill, and destroy. And mostly it's in our vision and in our beliefs. I believe that God is my healer. And I've fought sickness this winter like I've never fought sickness. And I feel like I had COVID 3 different times. I took a shot the other day and that just about took me out. I said, well, you can just about keep on trying to kill me because I'm not going to die. Hallelujah. You know, I just go, doesn't make any difference. And so, you know, God is the redeeming God. Whether you do it right or in between, if you believe God, you believe that Jesus Christ was sacrificed for the goodness and the greatness of the benefits of who he is in heavenly places, then we've got great, great things in store for us and others in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom with our tithes, our offerings. Hallelujah. I'd really like to say we're coming into the summer months, and I know that a lot of the disruption of COVID-19 and these things have went on, but we have to be the people that are faithful in what we do. And it's not so much in, of course it's in your tithe, because your tithe will determine what's going to happen to the rest. You know, the 10% determines what's going to happen to the 90%. So it's a good principle, and any good principle, you do it and it works. And that's why you do it. So I just really believe that attendance in the summertime, I believe attendance and even inviting people to church is real important. What we do is very important because they're not going to hear it unless they hear it from you. And or maybe someone else, but a good chance God put them in your path so that you could share the gospel with them. And you know, I find out that sharing the gospel with people, they look at you. Yesterday I was out in a High Landing and this couple were there and every time you talk to a person, there's almost an opportunity, a door open so that you can say something that, you know, you could invite them to church. They'd happen to move into, they were up in Badger, they're moving to High Landing. And I said, yeah. I said, it's well worth. Look at the beauty that we have. I woke up this morning and my place was heated. I woke up in a beautiful bed. I walked out, went to the bathroom. It was indoors. Cool. You know, went to the kitchen, opened the refrigerator, had coffee, ate breakfast. I'm going, man, I am so blessed. You know, just living that type of living, and so many people don't have that. And so we just need to be so thankful what God's doing and pass that on to people. So in our tithes and in our offerings, as we're obedient in principle, God will bless you in everything that you do in Jesus' name. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you. And may the Lord be with you, especially in your realms of finances, this next season of time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And in fact, I think I'm going to pray before Prophet Jeff comes Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that our financial well-being will be placed in high regard in the realms of the kingdom of God this season of time that we're in. I pray for miracles, signs, and wonders. And I've seen them all winter. I mean, we received things that were just mind-boggling that could even happen. And when it looks like it was going to be a negative thing, it turned out to be a positive thing. And for the church and the daycare and all the things that have went on, we're in good shape. We're pressing in and on. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask, Lord, that every person that has an occupation or working, Lord, that there would be miracles, signs, and wonders. And when they happen, Lord, that they have permission here to come and testify of the miracles, signs, and wonders. You say, I wonder how you get a miracle. Well, don't wonder, just ask for one. Say, well, somebody might do that. Well, it's not somebody that's giving you the miracle, it's God giving you the miracle. So you cry out to God, and just like that preacher, he was very discouraged, but he began to cry out to God, and he got his healing, and others got their healing, and changed the whole congregational area, and it was a great, great blessing. Actually, even making historical basis, because he was obedient to God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we have an opportunity today to hear the word of God. And Jeff Flynn, a prophet that has been called as far as a gifting is concerned, he's going to be sharing with us. Jeff, would you come? And we're real excited about what you have to share with the body of Christ. Let's give him a hand. God bless you, buddy. You have a mic, or you want to just mic her there? Okay.
Well, good morning. Man, God is so good. Isn't he? So I was considering this, and I was really talking to the Lord about just this whole summer, and the scripture's kind of been on my mind, and in this moment, he's like, I want you to share about it. And this comes out of Proverbs 25, 13, 12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is the tree of life. I'm going to focus really just on that first part, because I really feel that as a church and as a body, we've really had a season of trials. We've had a season of things happen, and so you have to be able to see beyond that. And so this word deferred in the Hebrew is mekesh, and it is something that is prolonged. So it's not dead, it's just prolonged, or it's delayed. Or there is one that kind of caught my eye. And that was that it also means grieved. Because sometimes in trials, you grieve. You know, I mean, when we're talking about the deep things that go on in our life, situations, family, I mean, that grief, you know, when I first got saved, I read a lot in the Old Testament about how they, and I didn't quite understand it, but it talked about groaning. And I thought, what do they mean by groaning? what does that mean? But then as I went through trials in my personal life, sadness was so overtaken that I couldn't even cry anymore. And when I got to that place, it was like there was this inward groan of sorrow. But I love this. But there's always a but. But God. So the word sick means to be weak. To be worn down. So I want to look at the word trials. Because I think it's really going to help us understand what I'm trying to convey this morning. So I want to go to James 1, verse 2. My brethren, here, I'm going to pull up my glasses because I'm a little tired this morning. Things get a little blurry. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing that is tested of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. Amen. Wow. Lacking nothing. I love that. Count it all joy. Can we do that? You know, that's tough sometimes. I was really considering that, you know. Have I counted it all joy? Ooh, I can't say I've done that well. I can't say that I've personally, in those moments, saw my offense more than I saw the kingdom. But with God, what else? Where else? You know? And I love how he says, when you fall, it's not like you enter in, you try. When you fall into various trials, nothing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Well, sometimes I wonder if I got enough patience, Lord, because I've sure been tested a lot. I think we've all felt that way at times, huh? So I want to move on to 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, thou now for a little while. If you need be, you have been grieved by various trials, by the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory, and at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Wow, there's a lot in there. So, I kind of want to look at this intently. Because as I was considering this, I love that for a little while. No, for a little while, if need be. Why does it need to be? Because God's doing something in our life. And that's what's hard, you lose focus of. You lose focus because it's so easy to get focused on what you're going through, you can't see where you're going to. And I like this word. I wrote some things down. So it says, we have been grieved, right? Maybe deferred for a little while. That we might be genuine. And I was thinking about that word this morning because I was like, kind of caught my attention. Because I like it when I'm going to buy something and it says genuine on it. You know? Genuine leather. Not pleather. Genuine leather. Because pleather just doesn't last. It looks good. Looks like, oh man, that doesn't look so bad. But once it gets out in the weather, once it's been used, what happens? It starts to fall apart. Because it's not genuine. And it's like when you meet somebody, a lot of people, like say, unsaved people, I'll be in there like, I don't know if I like him. I say, you know what I like about him? He's genuine. He might be rough, he might be cussing, he might be doing all, but you know what? What you see is what you get. And I would rather deal with someone that is genuine than someone that is not. Because how do you know what their intentions are? So I love it when I find someone that is genuine. They don't have to know everything, but at least in what they do know, they're genuine in. And I love that. We are more precious than gold. I want to look at that for a minute, because in the process of refining gold, especially in this day, they would have these furnaces. And so with gold and silver, they would take these furnaces, and I got to do some more studying because it's crazy. It has to be between 1,000 and 1,200 degrees Celsius to melt gold and silver. So they'd have these big vats and they would put the gold in there. And then they would add this substance called flux. And so when you add flux into the pure gold or silver, what happens as you heat it up, the flux attaches to the impurities, which is usually copper, zinc, and nickel. And so then that impurities rise to the top of the gold. And so they would take a ladle and they would skim the top of the gold or the silver, and they would pull the dross off of the gold. And they would continue that process determining on how pure they wanted the gold or the silver. So just like in our lives, there's a scripture we talk about here, just talks about the dross in our lives. Because sometimes we wonder, why do we continue to go through trials? Why do we continue to, I serve God, I pay my tithe, I try to do what is right. But when you start to look at these scriptures, what he's looking for is purifying us so that we can be more useful for service. Because we're crying out, we're saying, oh God, God, I pray that you would use me this week. And oh God, I wish, God, that you would use me in healing. And God wants to. But sometimes there's character in our life and there's some things in our lives that he's wanting to purify. He's wanting to work on us in so that when we, because he already has the people that we're supposed to impact. I mean, he already has them there. He's got people set up right now that you're supposed to speak to and lead to the Lord. He's already got situations where you're supposed to step into, and in that moment, there's healing. It's already there. But when we're not there, he can't use us. So sometimes he allows situations to go through, because what happens when we go through trials? We hit our knees. We're like, oh God, where are you, God? Why have you forsaken me? I know I've felt that way sometimes. You know? But in the midst of it, how can I deny the love of God? How can I deny that he is for me and not against me? In Proverbs 25:4, take away the dross from the silver, and the silver in the smith has material for the vessel. You know, God's word talks about us being the vessel. We're on a potter's wheel. And God's continuing to form us and shape us and to his likeness, right? To his image. And I'll tell you what, on that potter's wheel, many times I want to jump off. Because I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. I'm like, you got to give me a break, Lord. I can't take too much more. Man, and I don't know what he's got going on, but he must have one of them scraping things, gouging in there, because I'm like, whoa, I can't take too much more. But he's gracious and he's loving. In 2 Peter 2:9, I love this version. It says, if this so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from his trials. You know, God knows how to rescue you. You know, this might be somewhat of a simplistic message, but as I was considered, I wanted to go further, but there, I just really felt like the Lord said that in this morning, that he knows how to rescue us from us. I remember telling my children, and Nicole knows this, I said, my greatest job is to protect you from who, Nicole? From who? From you. From your own, you know, as a parent, you look at your child and you start seeing them doing something, you're like, ooh, that looks like me. Ooh, no, Lord, help me. No, don't. They'd be like, don't do that. They're like, well, but why? Because I know what that leads to. But why? Can it, and no matter how you explain it, doesn't matter. But I love the thought of but God. Because I really feel like in this moment that we've all been through some things in the last year or two. And we've all been through some trials. We've all been through some personal circumstances. Personally, I mean, as a church, you know, we've been through some things, you know, and I guess hopefully it's okay, but I just feel like even a church, personally just losing Adam, you know, we're still grieving, we're still, you know, and so I really think that this is a season where the but is coming. where the trials, where God is coming in and God is going to start to cut off some of these things. Because there's a new season and there's a new hour. Not just for this church, but for our families and for our lives. I just really felt prophetically this morning that something is shifting. The suddenlies of God would happen. When that turns to this. Come on, man. I'm telling you, God is about to do something in your personal lives this morning. I mean, the Word of God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, and the name that is above every other name, God. Father, I pray that you would continue to purify us with your fire, God. Yes. Father, that we may truly see you, O God. That, Father, that in the midst of the things we're going through, God, as it says in your word, where else can we go? Where else can we turn, O God, but to you? That we would lift our head up, O God. Because, Father, in your word, even that word we talked about this morning, wow. That word delayed. Father, it literally meant to hang your head. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, lift up our heads. And Father, anything that the enemy is doing, anything that the enemy is planning, any snare, any trap, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cut them off now. In the name of Jesus, over our lives, over our church, Father, over our family members, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we release, Father. Father, the but God over our lives. Father, the promises of God, the now God, the miracles. It's no mistake, God, that Pastor Jake was talking about miracles this morning. Father, it's by your Spirit, Father. And I pray, Father, that this morning, God, that miracles, things are going to start to shift and change right now. Wow. Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Wow. In the name of Jesus, Father, right now, God, I release miracles, signs, and wonders. In this room, God.
Yes.
Father, I release miracles, signs, and wonders, Father. Divine appointments. Divine situations. More financial resources than ever before. Father, more divine appointments. I just keep seeing this. God, this is really going to be a year of God's promotion. God's about to promote you in your job. God's going to promote you in your situations with relationships. God's about to move on your behalf.
Yes.
Because He's purified you with fire for this moment. For the moment in God where God is going to release His anointing to break the yoke of the enemy. I'm telling you, there's some devils that are coming down. There's some devils that are going to have no longer reign in your situation, in your lives, and in your relationships. This morning as I was praying, I just kept seeing the Lord. It was like literally He took this sword, and I saw Him kept cutting. And He was cutting. And He was cutting, and I said, what is this? And He said, I'm cutting off the enemy. I'm cutting off the enemy in their lives. I'm cutting the enemy off, for he has no more time. There was a season I used him for the fire, but now there's a season of blessings, the season of provision. I'm telling you, there's a season of provision coming for you like never before. I heard at the beginning of this year, the Lord said that you're about to receive more miracles, more financial blessings in this year than you've received in any other time before. Because something is shifting for the kingdom of God. Because you persevered. Because you persevered, because you didn't give up. Wow. Wow. You are more precious to him than gold and silver, which man seeks, but God seeks the heart of a man. Father, today, Father, we thank you, God. Father, we thank you for that you never leave us or forsake us, God. Father, I thank you, God, that even this morning, Father, we got a glimpse of you. We got to see you, Lord. We got to worship. We got to hear your word, God. And Father, I pray that this week that we would carry, Father, the very thing that the anointing that's in this room, Father, to literally to affect the nations of the world. Father, that this week would be a week that really is a stepping point for something new. I just keep seeing this thing. It's almost like you would normally step down, but I just see the Lord's raising it up, where we're stepping up into something new. And Father, I just release that stepping into something new for our lives. And when it's up, it's always greater. And Father, I release that over our lives. Father, I thank you for your goodness, and I thank you for your grace. And Father, we just thank you that today, God, we're not alone. God, we're not alone. You haven't left us. But Lord, you're our dearest friend. Where would we go without you? What would we do without you, God? Father, I thank you for everyone here today. I pray you bless them, God. Father, that we're carrying something, God, this week and the next months to come, God. Father, that wherever we go, the favor of the living God will be upon us and in our hands, God. That whatever we touch, God, in a sense will turn to gold. Because you've purified us in such a way, God, that we may see you. And when we see you, Lord, there is no limit. There is no limit, and there is no barriers. Father, right now we just release the no barriers over our lives and no limits. I'm telling you, you're about to see things you've been considering, things you've been hoping for, things you've been contending for. But I'm telling you, when you ask God, there's a moment here, there's a moment in God, you ask God, God is about to do things for you. But it's really not because it's for you, it's about because they're his desires he put in you. Wow. I'm telling you, something is shifting right now. Father, right now, Lord, I pray, Father, you would guide our steps. Father, you would lead us in your ways. Father, that even this week, God, that everything that we do, everything that we say would, Father, literally be from the presence of the living God. That you would anoint our lips, God. That you shod our feet, Father. that we put on the full armor of God. And Father, we take the land that's been given us. Father, I thank you for this land. I thank you for this, the anointing you've put, our calling for this place in this region. And I just speak the now of God over it. Father, the now of God for this moment. Father, that even though things at times have seemed a little dark, but I see the light. And I'm telling you, something is about to shift. Wow. Wow. I see miracle resources for this building. I see dreams being fulfilled in this building. Dreams that the prophets have come and the prophets have spoken. But I see that there's a season and time where the fulfillment of those, some of those prophecies and some of those things are in this season, says God. They're in the now of God. Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing and the supernatural. And Father, I thank you, Father, that today is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, I'm just so thankful that you love me. God, I'm just so thankful, God, that you've never left me, God. I'm just so thankful, God, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Father, you get all the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Would you just stay up? Yeah. Stay up here, Jeff. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord. I believe that Jeff is going to just share some prophetic stuff. We're actually going to release the service right now, but we're going to ask you to consider coming and receiving, and those that feel like they have a prophetic thing to share. Jim, I'd like you to be up here. Mary, Danny, Linda, and if you have something that is you're giving that prophetic thing to them for this season and time. Sometimes you can catch it as a body, but I just feel like it needs to be caught, hands laid on it, spoke over it, and you'll be blessed for it in Jesus' name. So at this time, why don't we stand up and what have we got?
I need
it. You need the mic for announcements. Okay. Yeah. Better go now.
Just a quick announcement. Husbands, children, 2 weeks from now is Mother's Day. And we're planning something special for the mothers here at the church on Sunday morning. It's listed as fellowship dinner, but it will probably be a breakfast for the mothers. Okay, so 2 weeks from now, Mother's Day, kids and husbands, remember that.
So it's not going to be a dinner.
It'll probably be breakfast, yeah.
Breakfast at what time?
8:30, probably 8:30 to 9.
30, yeah.
Or 9, from 8 to 9, something like that. So that we give you plenty of time to eat, and then we'll probably have it in here, and then we'll just go right into the service.
And are we going to have, is that for invitation?
For yes, people can come. So invite friends, invite neighbors.
Good. All right, well, God bless you. May the Lord be with you. You can, please come. If you're needing a word of the Lord, Jeff is going to have it, and we're going to have others that will really pick up, Jim and Mary and Linda and Danny, and that'll be very, very good. God bless you. Amen.